morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local happenings, events, and just general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Kicks Country 101.5 FM WVFB in Salina. This show will be replayed this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kicks Country. This gives you an opportunity to tell some family and friends in surrounding counties to listen in this evening, or in surrounding states even, to go through the Del Hollow Horizon website at www.delhollowhorizon.com. Click on the link on the Del Hollow Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even review some previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kicks Country. Thank you, Del Hollow Horizon, for collaborating with the Clay County Corner and WVFB to provide this service to our neighbors near and far. We have a good show for you during the next hour, so go grab that extra cup of coffee and sit back and get ready to hear about some local Clay County happenings. On the lineup today, we're going to hear from Mary Lean Bartlett with the Free Hills Community and the Rosenwall Project, Wanda Daniels, the Election Commission Director, and Sam Hyder with Joey's Flowers and Gifts. Before we begin, I want to just mention, for those wondering, Green Up is the third Wednesday in April. And before I bring Mary Lean in, I want to give a very brief summary of the early dream of the development of the Rosenwall schools. Booker T. Washington was of the last generation of black American leaders born into slavery who became the leading voice of the former slaves and their descendants. He called for avoiding confrontation over segregation, and instead he placed more reliance on long-term educational and economic advancement in the black community. Washington's work on education problems helped him to enlist both the moral and substantial financial support of many white, major white philanthropists. Sears Roebuck and Company President Julius Rosenwald was one, for example. In 1912, Booker T. Washington approached philanthropist Julius Rosenwald about his concept to build rural schools desperately needed for African-American children across the segregated South. That partnership sparked an initiative that eventually created more than 5,300 schools, vocational shops, and teachers' homes across the 15 states in the South and Southwest from 1912 to 1932. These schools are now 80 to 100 years old, and many of those suffer from abandonment, neglect, or just lack of resources for continued use by the communities they once served. In 2002, the National Trust placed Rosenwall Schools on the 11 most endangered historic places list and created a special initiative to help raise awareness, find new uses, provide resources, and assist in the preservation and the rehabilitation of those aging school buildings. In 2011, the National Trust began focusing the work of the entire organization around saving a portfolio of nationally significant threatened historic places that we call national treasures. And Rosenwall Schools were awarded national treasure status. And that's pretty awesome that we've got one of those schools here in Clay County. Mary Lane will be on in a few minutes, and we'll be talking more about the Rosenwall Schools. Before we break, Lois Turner would like to speak about the Clay County Fair pageant.
Thank you, Susan. I was just wanting to update everyone about the Fairest of the Fair beauty pageant. It will be June the 7th at 3 p.m. in the new women's building at the fairgrounds. Registration and rehearsal will be Friday, June the 6th from 5 5 to 8. For more information about this, you could contact Dorothy Forney at 243-3564 or myself, Lois Turner, at 243-5474. Also, right now we're taking ads for the fair book. They're being sold right now along with sponsorships for the 2014 Fairest of the Fair pageant. If you'd like any more information about that, you can contact any fair member or pageant committee member. And don't forget, the fair will be June the 10th through the 14th. And tonight we have a fair board meeting. It will be at 6:30 following the park board meeting. If you would like to come and participate, have any questions about the pageant or the fair, and we can always use some extra helpers. So tonight at 6:30 at the Women's Building over at the park, and we'd be glad to have anyone that's interested in coming.
Thank you, Lois. Appreciate that. With that being said, now let's have a break for our sponsors, and then we will return with the program and Ms. Mary Lane Bartlett to tell us more about the Rosenwall Project here in Clay County.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Susan Bailey back at the Clay County Corner on WVSB, Kicks Country 101.5. Our program today will begin with Clay County resident Mary Lane Bartlett. Welcome, Mary Lane.
Thank you, Susan.
She's going to be filling us in on some activity that involves a long-time project that's evolving around our own historical Rosenwall School. Welcome, Mary Lane, and let's maybe begin with where is the school physically located?
All right, the Rosenwall School is located at 1440 Free Hill Road, and anyone that comes through can see and will not miss it because it's a landmark there that everybody will remember.
Absolutely, and there are signs actually on the main highway
that
kind of help direct you over there too. And of course, that address, you can stick that in these old GPSs now, and it'll get you straight there. So, Mary Lane, when was this school built in the Free Hills community?
I think it was 1929 when it was built. My mother and my father went to school there.
Wow.
And so did I.
Uh-huh.
So it's been there a long time. It's almost about 200 years old.
Yeah.
It's about as old as our church. Our church is the only black church that's still standing. And it'll be in 16th, it'll be 200 years old.
Wow. You know, that needs to be listed on the registry, too, actually.
Yeah.
When were kids, you said it was built in 29, when were kids actually able to enroll and start, begin their education in the school?
Well, it started like whenever other schools started, mm-hmm. like in the late summer, mm-hmm. it goes all through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
We never had a bus, so we didn't get to miss no snow days.
Oh,
we walked in the snow and the rain, too.
You walked no matter what.
Right.
You know, there was a lot of continued conflict and pain during the 1930s through the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
When was that school actually closed, and where did the children go then?
Okay, back then it was back in 64.
64.
64, I think they closed it. 65 was the last day of school. Mm-hmm. Miss Geneva Bartlett was our last teacher.
Well,
that was there,
mm-hmm.
and the kids were bused to town. Segregation was over then,
mm-hmm.
and kids came to town, and most of them, before that, we went to Putnam County to school, to the Darwin High School. It was the only black high school around at that time, because kids from Gainesboro, Livingston, and Allgood, and Smithville, and Carthage, and all of them went to Darwin High
School. Everywhere. I just wonder if that school's still standing.
No, it burned up.
Not. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That is so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so the school was open and holding classes for a number of years, about 34, 35 years.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then it shut down in 64, and
mm-hmm.
then another 30-something years passed before attention was given to it again.
Mm-hmm.
What year did y'all actually start that renovation process, and what kind of shape was it in then?
Well, it was in pretty bad shape. 1990 is our first start. We had tried to get us some windows to go in because our windows was broken out. Our, you know, little city kids come into town and they just love to throw rocks.
Of course, they do.
We had to do windows and stuff like that. And then we put us in a bathroom because at that time we didn't have a bathroom.
Yeah, well, probably not many did have bathrooms then.
No.
Then, so that was a big positive move there.
Uh-huh.
So,
Miss Opie Reno helped started that.
Oh, really?
With that
one, uh-huh.
Yeah, with the senior citizens. They used to fix lunch and stuff there for them.
Wow, that's pretty. So it was kind of turned into a community center at that time for everybody to be able to utilize it. Marilyn, I understand you've got a very interesting group of volunteers that came over from Tennessee Tech University last year. Tell us a little bit about that accomplishment and that how that experience was.
Well, we enjoyed having those students, you know, they seem to enjoy being there because I think it was a different thing for them because they hadn't been to the country before.
And,
but they enjoyed it, and we enjoyed having them, and they brought to us a truckload of shrubberies and stuff to plant out, you know, and we enjoyed having them.
Uh-huh.
And I hope they come back again.
Well, I know you said, we were talking a little bit last night, and you said that they just could not understand.
They could not believe and could not understand. Well, they had a hard time understanding anyway, so they had an interpreter there to tell them what was said, so they couldn't fathom the color situation that they heard about. You know, wonder why the white was here and the black was here and all this stuff. But, you know, I think they finally figured out. Somebody finally told them that, you know, that's the way it was back
just
then.
Just the way it was, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
And you said that these are Turkish students that came over, and they were there to help plant and do some improvements
on
the landscape.
Yeah.
Did they know how to do that? Were they?
Well, yes,
they did.
They had a shovel.
Okay.
They know where the shovel was for, yes.
And I suppose somebody from Tennessee Tech must have come over with them,
helping
to
take students. American students there, too.
Okay, and then helping with those language skills deficits there.
Oh, yes.
That's very interesting, and I'm sure that they had a wonderful day, too, that all of y'all get to work together.
Oh, yeah, we had to lunch and everything.
Yeah, boy, I bet they love that.
Okay.
Well, Marilyn, I appreciate you coming and share all this with us, but if we can take a quick sponsor break, I'd like to hear a little bit more about this endeavor that's regarding the National Treasure. We'll talk just a few more minutes after we come back.
All right,
station break.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265. Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator-Made trailers. Gator-Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator-Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pinto hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator-Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back. This is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner. If you're just tuning in, I'm with Mary Lene Bartlett, who's been enlightening us about a national treasure that we've got in our own backyard, one of the original Rosenwald schools that's located in the Free Hills community. And Mary Lene and I were just chatting during the sponsor break, and she was talking about, well, we were sharing information about how we're losing a lot of our kids, you know, and Mary Lene, if you will, just talk a little about how the community there is kind of dwindling, you know.
Okay, yes, the residents of Free Hill, they're far few in between now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have as many. We have people that has gone on and died, and the younger folks have left to find jobs because there's nothing in Clay County for them. So,
right.
You know,
and that's,
you know, it's a big problem.
It
yeah.
is. It's a well. It's I said it's a countywide problem. It's everywhere,
yes, it's everywhere.
In the small towns.
Yes.
We're just struggling. And that's what it's going to take is people coming back and
mm-hmm.
and helping to rebuild the Rosenwald School and the community center.
I was hoping that all of the people that has left would one day retire and come back to the little country place on the hill.
Right.
Country place on the hill.
Absolutely. Well, Mary Lene, what organization is responsible for helping to, like, organize and plan for the Rosenwald School?
Well, it was put on the National Register. You know, years ago,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we just, everybody lost interest in it, and then I told them to myself that, you know, I guess when I'm gone, everybody will lose interest again.
Oh, so let's hope not.
I hope not.
Yeah.
But it's a great thing, you know, for the community,
and
everybody is welcome to come anytime
mm-hmm.
they want to come and tour the place. It's
mm-hmm.
fine with me. I'll open the doors.
Yeah.
And you're lucky. Everybody's welcome to come in.
Absolutely.
I know last year we had a school bus of people came from Overton County.
Uh-huh.
They came and they wanted to see inside. I said,
yeah.
You're more than welcome to see inside.
Yes.
So I opened the doors and they went in and they looked around and they was amazed and stuff that the old building is still standing after
mm-hmm.
such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys that fixed our windows this time told us that we had a fortune, really, under the building because it still stands.
Exactly.
It still stands.
Exactly. You know, that's something that maybe the county that we could do is advertise it to other surrounding counties
mm-hmm.
because that would be an excellent day trip. It would be a good educational trip for any students to come to.
My niece in Nashville, her little niece goes to school. She goes to a magnet school, and
mm-hmm.
she had just
mm-hmm.
enrolled and stuff, and she had to do a survey on Free Hill on her parents or relatives. So
yeah.
She told them, well, her parents, her relatives on the mountain. She said, a mountain. She said, a mountain. I said, yeah, they on a mountain. So they wanted to, they said, where is this mountain at? She said, it's in Free Hill. And my niece told her, said, well, what about the Rosenwald School? Well, the man came from behind the counter and said, yes, I want to know about the Rosenwald School because we're really interested. He said, that's a day trip.
Yeah.
I told her they're more than welcome to come and tour anytime
yeah.
they want to.
Well, you'll have to keep staying in touch with her and encourage them to come because
oh, yeah.
you never know what other contacts that you might be able to make mm-hmm. that could,
they had
could help
about
the situation.
Rosenwald School, and some of them had been before.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So y'all got like a board of directors and,
yeah, we
and do you meet on a regular basis
well,
pretty
we
much?
Well, we try to, but it's sort of hard for everybody to meet at the same time because everybody's got, what's here has still got jobs. And,
right.
And they work, and so we try to work around their schedule, you
okay.
know, to have meetings. We have them in the afternoon, sometimes during the day and all
yeah.
that stuff. So.
Are they public meetings? Like
oh, yeah, anybody's welcome to come.
Yeah.
Anybody's welcome to come.
Okay, well, you'll have to start sticking that in our papers and letting me know, too, so we can announce it on
right.
the radio.
I sure will.
Because the more interest, the better, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What's the long-range plan, or what's your next big project for the school?
Well, you know, we can't change anything
right.
about the old building.
Because
it's
historical.
It's historical, so, mm-hmm. you know, to make it warmer and air, put air and heat and stuff in, you know, it causes
right.
a big problem
yeah.
there. But somebody says it can be done, but you have to have funds for that to get it done.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, and it can be done without messing up the
yeah.
integrity of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
it can be done. Do you ever see it, like, being restored to a little more to the old school replica, any part of it, or maybe a corner of it where you actually can find some old desks and that kind of stuff?
Well, we've got a little old desk
uh-huh.
that's sitting in there right now that somebody had gave us back.
Yeah.
You know, because at that time, everything was out, moved out
right.
and gone. So, but the old building is just the same as it was mm-hmm. when they built it, you know.
Yeah.
We have a little stage in there. That's where we used to have plays and stuff.
Right.
And we used to have Christmas programs
uh-huh.
with the kids when we had children.
Right.
When we had children there to participate. Yeah.
yeah.
We used to have a good time.
Yeah.
You
well,
know, we also use the building now as a, for, you know, we have a place for somebody that dies.
Right.
We serve the family food.
Right,
we
right.
have we mm-hmm. use it for that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
so
we also have that we're going to have a ladies' day in June.
Oh, cool.
And I wish everybody would come if anybody wanted to. They're more than welcome
okay.
to come.
Okay. Well, what do you do when you come? Do you bring a dinner or anything like that?
No. You bring yourself.
Okay.
Bring yourself. That's all you do.
All right. Well, that sounds like fun. And that's June the 7th. And it's in the Rosenwald School.
Uh-huh.
Is it an all-day thing? Or?
Well, now it's from 9. From 9, we're going to have like a little country dinner breakfast thing
uh-huh.
with some juice and some donuts and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Then we'll have lunch, and then it'd be over at lunchtime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it starts at 10.
All you ladies out there, start thinking about that. That'll be a nice, fun day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mary Lane, is there anything else you can share with us about that? I'd be more than happy to listen.
Well, no, not really. You know, it's just an old building that
mm-hmm.
that I'm so proud of. That,
absolutely.
Oh, I don't know what to do because it's just a landmark that's there. And when everybody's gone, it'll be gone too. So,
yeah,
you know.
It needs to be preserved, all
it
of
really
these
does.
Old buildings. We've
yeah.
lost so many just from people purchasing the land or something
yeah,
and thinking,
redoing.
Oh, I'm going to tear that old building down. It'll take too much trouble to work on it.
Yes, yes,
and that's,
yes.
we're losing so many in our county that just need a little tender love and care.
Exactly.
Well, Marilyn, thank you so much for joining us today on the Clay
thank
County
you
Corner.
Happy to be here, and I've enjoyed this.
Good.
Anytime you need me to come back and discuss something else, just holler at me, and I'll be right on back.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I've got you hooked now, and I'm not going to let you go. So I would love for you to come back especially and just have some talk about the origin of the Free Hills community and just other things.
Oh,
you know, I'd
thing.
Love to do
one
that.
One more thing is that on July the second Sunday in July
uh-huh.
is our annual homecoming.
Okay.
Our homecoming consists of people that have lived there before, was
mm-hmm.
raised there, and they come back for that day. at the church. That's when we have our revival after that, too, and it's just, we try to have a fun day for that day.
Right. I understand that does draw a pretty big crowd,
yeah.
A pretty good-sized crowd.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's something we need to be sure and make note of, and I'll try to include it in my for our community announcement. So I will include it. I'll put a note here, and then we'll make sure and announce that.
All right.
As it gets closer.
All right.
Too.
I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you so much. And we're going to take a break, a word from our sponsors, and then we'll return with Wanda Daniels with the Clay County Election Commission.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paint's experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
We are back with the Clay County Corner, and I now have Ms. Wanda Daniels from the Clay County Election Commission. Welcome to the Clay County Corner, Wanda.
Thank you.
Wanda's their appointed director, and I'm probably saying that wrong. It's probably a different title, director or supervisor or administrator.
Administrator of elections.
Administrator of the election office. And, Wanda, I know you've got a lot to share with us to help us get on track, especially for the upcoming elections. Can you tell everybody first, where is the Election Commission office located, and what are the hours of operation?
It's located in the community center. The address is 145.
Cordell Hull Drive.
It's probably, well, you know, I think everybody knows where the courthouse is. It's connected to the courthouse.
And, you know, we don't get as many. We used to get people all the time coming in here in the old courthouse where all the old offices were. Of course, yours has always been down there.
Yes.
But people are always coming in here and asking, where's the courthouse? Where are the court offices? And we're always having to send them down. But it's not as bad. I think people are finally beginning to realize that's where
there's
it is.
Things down there now.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff down there now. All the county offices,
yes.
I guess. For somebody that's just relocating here or somebody that's just registering to vote, what do they need to bring with them to the office to get registered? Well, their driving license, where they've changed their address on their driving license, okay. Or a place, maybe mail, where they get their mail at the address.
Mm-hmm.
All we need is a physical address where they live.
Okay. Some kind of proof.
Yes, some kind of proof showing that they can register,
okay.
That they're where they're at.
Okay,
no post office box.
Mainly the electric bill.
Electric bill or the water
bill.
Or just, you know, changing their driving license.
Yeah.
Most people have to come down there and get that before they get their driving license.
That's
changed.
True, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's right. Have to prove registration or something else. At what age, or maybe it's by date, at what age can young voters actually get registered to vote?
Well, mostly we go to the high school about twice a year, and then the ones that, like this upcoming election, if they're going to turn, say if we go in April and they're going to be 18 by May the 6th when our primary is coming up,
uh-huh.
They can go ahead and register at the age of 17, and then they can vote. We take that and we put it in the system before the election, and they're ready to vote.
Okay, so their date is confirmed?
Yes.
Their birth date's
yes.
Confirmed.
Well,
you know, I guess, I mean, we've got some that are being homeschooled. So I guess it's important to maybe make this announcement on the radio,
yes,
and all that.
And we try to put it in the paper,
some,
too.
Yeah, and in the paper. Before any election day, what is the latest possible time that a voter, that maybe somebody that is here, that they can actually come in and get registered?
It's 30 days before the election.
30 days before.
The cutoff date, 30 days, like May primary. It's coming up May the 6th. It's got to be 30 days before that.
Okay, so April the 6th.
It
would be the last time then. Okay. I have to use my brain there to think back.
Well, I do too.
How long does a new Clay County resident have before they have to change their voter registration?
Well, there's not really no time except we've announced in the paper that if anybody... The only difference in that changing their, like if they move from one county, I mean one district to another,
mm-hmm.
Say for instance if they're in District 5, which is out my way on P Ridge,
right.
If they've moved to Denton's Cross Roads over there,
mm-hmm.
If they don't get that address changed because they'll be in a different district,
mm-hmm.
And on election day when they think, well, maybe I can go here today at this polling place and vote,
right.
Then we've not got them out there, so they have to go all the way back to P Ridge. So that's... I don't know if they really understand that, but
uh-huh.
They do need to get their address changed before election day.
Okay.
And they need to get that done, like registering to vote 30 days before, you know.
Okay.
But if they don't, then they'll either have to vote to where they'll have to go back to their district, or they'll have to vote a fail-safe that day and fix a new card to be put in after the election for their new address.
Okay, and that's pretty time-consuming if they have to do that and fill out the card and
yes.
The information. I know a lot of times you go down to vote, and, I mean, there's a line coming out the door,
yes.
And
then
people have to wait.
We've got to take people aside to fill out new cards and new addresses and name changes.
Okay, well, I'm sure, even though they just aren't understanding it, people probably get frustrated, and get angry, and it's not something that you're doing to them.
No.
It's the law.
It's the law.
And you can't do that because that's where you start having sometimes people voting twice or something.
Yes.
You've got to have those standards in place.
We have to go by.
Yeah. Can you fill us in on what local positions or any of the local seats that we're going to be getting to vote on this summer?
Well, right now we're having a May primary, and this is just not for the county, just for judicial judges only. And
okay.
The positions is up for that will be May the 6th. We'll have the circuit court judge part one, and that will be the incumbent, which is already in there,
uh-huh.
Amy Hollers, and she's not got no opponent.
Okay.
And then we have circuit court judge part two, and the one there, John Maddox, was the incumbent. He's retired.
Okay.
So we've got Randall York, which is the district attorney, running in that position, and he's the Democrat. And then we got Johnson Young from Cookeville, Putnam County, running as the Republican. Then we have chancery judge, which is Ron Thurman. He's the incumbent, and he's got one opponent, Jerry Burgess, and he's a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got criminal court judge part one. That was the one Judge Burns has retired from.
Mm-hmm.
We have Wesley Bray here from Clay County.
which he resides in Putnam County now. He's the Republican running in that. Then we got a Gary McKenzie, and he's from Cookeville, and he's one of the Republicans running. Then we have a William Fred Robertson from Putnam County, and he's a Democrat. So, and then there's a criminal court judge, part two. And then David Patterson is the incumbent. Nobody's running against him.
Okay.
Then we have the district attorney, which Randy York was the district attorney, mm-hmm. and he's running in the criminal court judge. We got Tony Craighead from Cookeville. He's a Democrat. And we have Brian Dunaway from Cookeville and Sean Fry, the two Republicans, running in that. Then we have Life, public defender. David Grady is the incumbent. He's a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have three Republicans running against him. Craig Ficklin from Cookeville, John Meadows from Sparta, and Edwin Sadler from Cookeville.
Okay.
And those are three Republicans running against him.
Okay. Now, that's already closed. Like, there aren't any more names that can
no,
come
that,
on.
No, that deadline was February the 20th. That's
okay.
Over with. Yeah.
Okay. So that's our list right there. That's
yes.
who we've got to start considering and thinking
yeah.
about.
And that's the ones running in our May primary.
All righty. Well, Wonderless Paul's here for a quick break with our sponsors, and then we'll come back shortly with some more information on voting and the registration process.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back. We're back at the Clay County Corner with Wanda Daniels from the Clay County Commission Office. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about the voter registration process, and I guess we've pretty well covered what needs to be in place as a voter, and we've talked about the candidates that are running. Wanda, what is the deadline for somebody to turn in their papers to run for a position? I guess talking about now the local.
We're talking about the August election.
Yeah.
The August 7th. The deadline for that is a week from today,
okay.
April the 3rd,
mm-hmm.
at 12 o'clock noon. No
okay.
later than 12 o'clock noon.
So if somebody comes in at 12:05, they've just missed out.
They missed it. I cannot
okay.
accept it.
And that's again, that is not something that you can
no.
change. That
no.
is the law. So if you're out there and you've got some papers, then you better be
if I was to accept that
there.
And somebody turned me in, then I would in bad trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 12 o'clock.
And two, you know, I mentioned the papers, turn their papers in. What are the papers?
It's
exactly.
a petition with 25 signatures on it. That's what they've got to have of registered voters within, if they're running for county commission in the, within their district. It's got to be within their district.
Okay.
The rest of them that's running within countywide, it can be countywide. They've got to have 25 registered voters of the county
okay.
or district. So they need to ask when they go up to a friend or neighbor to sign their papers. They need to say you are a registered voter.
Yes,
they
yes.
need to make sure
we
that
can
that's
accept them or not.
Okay. Okay. Well, I bought a few voting opportunities then this summer. So we've got looking back. It's the first one is going to be the
May primary.
May primary, and that's May the 6th. Okay. And then the second one will be coming up in August, and
it'll be August 7th. Which
that's my sister's birthday.
For the May primary, our early voting will start April the 16th. We'll go through May the 1st on Thursday. And then for our August election, it'll be July the 18th through Saturday, so August the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And then election day will be August the 7th.
Okay. And, you know, it seems like we have just about as many early voters
as we do on
the day of voting.
We do. We have a lot more early voters anymore than we do on election day.
Yeah. What about, I think we talked about this once before, how is it that the military get to vote, especially those that are deployed or?
They send their application in.
Mm-hmm.
After January the 1st, they can send their application in. They go online and get it on there, and they can send that in one application for the whole year. When they send that application in, it will be for the May primary, for the August and the November general election.
Okay.
We accept that one application for them for the whole year. And within our ballot for them had to be sent out by last Thursday. And got what day was that? That was what day? March the, what was that?
I can't
Thursday?
Remember. See, that's using
21st.
My brain again, having
yes.
to count
the 21st,
backwards.
We have to have those made and ready to send out to them when they request that by March the 21st.
Okay.
So that's already done. We've got that ready. We just not had no applications for them yet.
Okay, so if somebody was unaware of that and they need to get one, can they still do it?
Yes.
Okay.
They can send their applications in any time.
Okay, because I'm embarrassingly saying that I have a son that's in Afghanistan right now.
Which they know how to do that. They go online and pull their application off and then send it in, and we'll send their ballot back out to them.
All right.
They can either be done by email or through mailing them.
Okay, because I think that's all he's got is email over there. Now, Wanda, this might sound silly, but for those that aren't sure, what is the difference between being an incumbent and a non-incumbent or a challenger? And what advantage does, like, an incumbent have?
Incumbent is the ones that's already in there. Incumbent is the ones that's challenging them when they run. And who knows how that goes. I mean, the ones that's in there... People of the county, if they don't like them, then the incumbent coming in could be a big challenge for them.
Right.
If they're not doing a good job or, and so that's how that goes. I mean, the incumbent is in there, and then the incumbent is in there, and the incumbent is the one that's challenging them when they run against them.
Yeah. Okay. How many precincts do we actually have here in the county?
We've got 5 districts
and
7 precincts. And how that goes is you've got... District 1 is in Vincent Crossroads. It's all just it's District 1, Precinct 1. Then you've got District 2, which is Hermes Springs. It's Precinct 2.
Okay.
Then you've got District 3, which is here in Solana, and it's Precinct 3. Then you've got District 4 is broke up into precincts. It's District 4 is Maple Grove, and it's Precinct 4. And then Butler's Landing is District 4, and it's Precinct 5.
Okay.
And then, District 5 is... broke up in two. It's Beach Bethany is District 6, Precinct 6, and then District 5 is Pea Ridge, and it's Precinct 7.
Okay.
So we have 4 and 5 broke up into precincts.
Okay. So it's important for people to know where they're supposed to be. Is there a map for these precincts, or you just kind of, they come in, you tell them?
Tell them pretty much where they're at and try to direct them to where to go.
Okay. So anybody that moves into Clay County, all they've got to do is come to the election commission.
Come to me or call me, and I've had several people to do that, and I try to tell them where to go. They give me where they live, and then I tell them pretty much where they go.
Yeah. And a lot of these people that retire and move in from the city, they're used to having to go to different spots, too, in the city because there's no way they can have them all at the county government offices in these big cities. What are some other services that your office provides to the county? I know one thing, as being on the Planning Commission, I've had to come down and get you to help me with sending off some forms before.
Oh,
so
yes. Well, like
there's a lot of extra
like
stuff you do,
when
actually.
When you're in office, you have to campaign financial reports. You have to do that once a year. And then a lot of people get the letter from the mail, in the mail, and then they come down and I pull off their paperwork sometimes mm-hmm. and show them what to do and stuff like that.
Yeah, because it's a confusing whenever you get on the website. There's so much information
yes.
you have to go
yes.
through, and it's really hard to fish your way through all that. Anything else that you want to bring up today, or how's the election thing going?
Pretty good.
Seem to be flowing pretty
county,
good?
My county is, their deadline will be next Thursday, and so far I've got Circuit Court Clerk Susan Burble. She's a incumbent, and nobody's run against her.
Mm-hmm.
And Donna Watson's my county clerk. Nobody's run against her. And James Ryan Coons, he's District 1, running for county commission. And he's picked up his papers but not turned back in. And Gary Heston's picked up his papers, not turned them back in. Jimmy Scott has picked up his papers, not turned back in. That's for county commission.
Okay.
And then in District 2, Denzel Churry and Parrish Wright is the incumbent that's already in there.
Right.
They picked up, and one of them picked up and filed, and the other hasn't. Nobody's run against them. Then in your District 3 here in Salina, you've got Timmy Bowles picked up, not filed yet. Dorothy Foreman Burchett picked up, and I think she's filed again already. And Anna Ruth Locks picked up and not filed yet. Then in District 4, you've got Paul Eugene Bowles is picked up and not filed yet. And Winton Young is picked up and filed. And then Elizabeth County and Commission, District 5 County Commission, Elizabeth Ann Bowles is picked up and filed. And Judith Cutright is picked up and not filed yet. And James, that's which Cornbread Maxwell is picked up
mm-hmm.
and filed. And then and for the county mayor, which Dale Reagan is in, the incumbent, I mean, the incumbent that's in there, and Charles Wally, which was Wally Maxwell,
mm-hmm.
he picked up and filed. And then Daniel Stewart's picked up papers and not filed yet. Then for our general sessions judge, which Jimmy White's our incumbent in there, and Diane Monroe's picked up against him, they both filed.
Okay.
And so far right here, for our road commissioner,
mm-hmm.
which is Ernest Garrison, he's not running the mower. And Jason Earl Brown is picked up and filed, and Harold Eugene Hicks is picked up and filed.
Mm-hmm.
And then in school board, which I have, in that I have 2, 3, and 5 running. Two of them don't run until the next 2 years. That's
okay.
1 and 4.
Uh-huh.
Christina Crawford's picked up and not filed yet in District 2, which is Hermy Springs.
Okay.
And then Vita Hicks is picked up and not filed yet, and she's a company already in there. And then in school board District 3, Todd Lynn is he's an incumbent. And he's already in there. He's picked up. And then Tammy Bowles North is picked up, and she's not filed. And Kenneth David West is picked up, and he's filed. Then in District 5, school board is an incumbent already in there. He's picked up and filed. And Champ Langford is picked up and not filed yet. And Nathan Sherrill is picked up and filed. And Richard Todd Upton is picked up and not filed yet. And in for the sheriff, Brandon Boone, his the incumbent's already in there, is picked up and filed, and he's got nobody running against him.
Okay.
So in our state executive committee, District 17, you have a Republican man and woman in that. And Dwayne Craighead and A.J. McCall picked up and filed, which Albert McCall was in there, and he's retired from that.
Mm-hmm.
So his son A.J. McCall picked up and running in that, and Dwayne Craighead.
Okay.
And they both filed. And then in the Tennessee House of Representatives, Kevin Keeson, which is our comment's already in there, Michael Bowles is picked up against him and not filed yet. And Trustee Charlie is picked up and filed, and nobody's run against him. So far, that's the ones we've got so far.
All right. Well, that's a big list to go over. And we do have a lot of incumbents in there that are running again and not being challenged. So, all righty. Well, Wanda, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
You're
I hope everything goes good with the whole election process this year. If you have any need to make any other announcements or anything changes or going on, be sure and give me a holler, and
okay.
We'll get you back on here.
Okay, that'll be
I appreciate it. Before we go to break, I want to give a birthday wish to Levi Garrett. His birthday was yesterday, the 26th. He's 9 years old, and we want to send out wishes to him from his mom, Virginia Garrett, and his father, Kenny Garrett, his brother, Marshall, and to Nick, last but not least, of course, Miss Sarah Elizabeth and Greg Birch, also known as Nana and Hops. Happy birthday, and we'll take a break.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator-Made trailers. Gator-Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator-Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator-Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. We're live at the courthouse on the square in Salina, and you're listening to 101.5 FM, Kicks Country, WVFB. I want to welcome Sam Hyder back from last week to continue some of the discussions we were having about spring decorating and gardening tips. Welcome back, Sam. Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. Just a little bit chilly in the building. We didn't get here early enough to kick the heat on.
Well, I tell you what, this weather going up and down is about ready to drive me crazy. But I think it's coming to an end. I went and visited my mother in Chattanooga a couple of days ago, and I tell you, we all are lucky here. Bradford pear trees are out and bloomed there like crazy, and the pollen was so thick.
Oh, no.
The sky was just hazy, and I tell you, it was so good to get out of that valley and get back up here where the air is good and clear and clean.
I bet it was. You know, I forgot about those Bradford pears. When those little blossoms start dropping, it looks like it's snowing.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of them. Sam, we talked a little about last week about fertilizing and seeding their lawns after the show. And I did finally manage to mow and then aerate my yard on Monday, and then it snowed all day on Tuesday, just this weather thing going on. Can you talk a little about lawn preparation?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. When it comes to our lawn care here, of course, you were very right about irrigating the yard, getting in there and getting that ground loosened up so we can get some air in there and get things percolating. You know, our earth settles. And we wind up with runoff instead of our water soaking into the ground. So aerating it is one of the things that is most important to do at least three times a year. I always skip the winter month, but our spring, summer, and fall, aerate it at least once. Get in there and drag that big old heavy thing with those spikes on it across that yard and get those holes poked in it. This is also the perfect time to go on ahead and put an insecticide and a herbicide on the yard. Mm-hmm. And one of those is, of course, to kill some of those critters that we need to get out of our yard, which are, you know, we might have ants or termites or things like that that need to be kept under control. And then our herbicide, of course, is for weeds and things like that we want to keep out of our yard. And if we can go on ahead and prevent those things from coming on now, In the summertime, we'll have that grass out in the yard that we could kick up our shoes and run through toes-free and
yes.
be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can do those things, those are most important now. If we can go on ahead and treat for their critters that we need to keep under control. Of course, we don't want to kill them off because everything has its purpose in life.
You're right about that.
So we just need to keep them under control. And then those weeds, again, those are things that we also don't want to kill off completely because
mm-hmm.
everything has its place.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to keep them in control in our yard. So going on ahead and doing that right now is the time for it. In a couple of weeks, when it gets warm weather, around Easter time, is about when I would go on ahead and put some good seed out there. We're still in our wet months, which is when we want those things to germinate and start growing.
Mm-hmm.
Get a good root system before our dry, hot summers hit here.
Yeah.
So if we can get that done, then we should have some pretty yards come summertime.
Absolutely. And, you know, I keep hearing, do it before the broadleaves start and do it at this time and do it at that time. And I get so confused. And I look out at my yard, and I actually mowed the other day, too, right as I was aerating. I was mowing,
exactly.
too. But there were so many, probably about 8-inch tall onion groupings all over the yard. And, you know, you just can't get out there before all these start totally, but you can certainly, you know, start addressing them now.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and you see now when our grass gets up there and really starts growing, it's hard to spot those things mixed in with all that other green. So why these weeds and things like that are out of their ordinary or out of their placement, if we can go on ahead and get those out of the grass and get them back in their environment where they're supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
or, I hate to say it, knock them off.
Yeah.
But if we can go on ahead and get them back to where they're supposed to be, it's easier for us to spot when we go ahead and get them out of the yard.
Yeah.
Also, remember, whenever you're doing this, if you've got pets that you let out, dog, cat, whatever, that's out in your yard, there are those chemicals out there that are harmful to them and
mm-hmm.
also harmful to us. Just
mm-hmm.
simply make sure, as I encourage everybody, read the labels and read the directions on whatever you're using.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many times I see someone just open a box and open a bag and put it in the spreader and go to spreading it. And then they get out there and wonder why they're breaking out or almost third-degree burns or allergic
right.
reactions simply
mm-hmm.
because they didn't read the label on these things. So
or
read
cough,
the label.
Cough, coughing,
exactly.
Too.
You know, wear a mask, wear goggles, do what it says to do.
Mm-hmm.
Protect yourself. And if you have these pets, so they suggest a lot of times, especially dogs, cats, these things you let out on a leash, if you have neighbors that do that, you may want to put a sign out in your yard that you have just put down fertilizer, insecticide, pesticide, whatever, to let them know, hey, look, this could be a danger zone to your animal.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Make sure that you wash their feet off, their paws off, protect them, protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. You get to put that mask and goggles on when you're
exactly.
opening the bag before
oh,
you actually
definitely.
Get out and start spreading it. You know, you don't want those fumes, but you don't want the fumes when you first open that bag either.
Right. You know, I always say if you can smell it when you open it, you should have had a mask on.
Right. Too late.
You're protected there.
So what are some of the weed plants that we can actually eat? Salad, and last week a favorite of mine, how about that dandelion?
Dandelion are great.
Arugula.
Oh, yeah. Arugula is another one. You know, we see these things out there like crazy in nature. Poke salad, watercress, crazy greens. We have the dandelion.
Mm-hmm.
Any of these that you bring in, make sure that you wash them thoroughly, clean them very well. I always suggest either a lemon wash or a vinegar wash. That helps kill off anything that may be on there. Vinegar has a slight acidity to it, lemon, so it's going to help cleanse any kind of sprays or chemicals, things like that on.
Mm-hmm.
Also consider the area that you're harvesting it in. You know, if you are pulling it out of a gully or a ditch area, remember we have road runoff, which has a lot of oils and toxins in them from the pavement
mm-hmm.
and from cars dropping fuel products or whatever on the ground. So if you're pulling mm-hmm. from those areas, remember, take caution. There may be a chemical or some kind of viral something there that you might not want to get. So
mm-hmm.
I try to pull them out of a field area where we don't have a lot of runoff.
Right. Yeah, good idea. Good thing to know, just to think about. Sam, I am so frustrated because I wanted to spend more time with you.
No problem.
You're just going to have to come back again.
Anytime.
We've got so much that we can get into, I know, and there's so much information that I'm garnering from you. it's time to close up, I guess, now. And I want to thank our guest today for a good show. This is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner on 101.5 FM Kix Country.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.